We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah, you know, it's a Sholosh Noshim. Someone was married to three different wives, and their shtar was signed on the same day, which means the Ksuba was signed the same day. They married all on the same day, and therefore none of the Ksubas are before the other one. Umes, and he died. So now they're all collecting the Ksuba. Now, they're not all the same value, all three Ksubas. Ksuba Shal Zu Mana, one of them was Wamana, she must have been a Mana. The Shalzu Messiah, the other one's Ksuba was 200. But the Shalzu is Shalosh Meis, the other one's Ksuba was 300. Ve'in Sham El Mana. And all he has left is one mana. So they all have a tefiya, they're all demanding this mana, and they all have a right on this mana. Even the smallest Ksuba deserves 100. So they all have a right on this mana. So Lach is Chalka Meshava, they split it evenly. Each get 33.3, each get a third of the 100, and they each, that's how they each split it up. If there's 200, so what would you say if it's 200? So you would say is on the first 100, they each split, everyone 33 each. And the next 100, the two other ones get 50 each, because the first one only deserves 100, the only is right in the 100. So it would really be 33 for the Nemana one, and for the Masayim and Shalosh Meyers, each get 83.3. That's what you would say. But look at the Mishnah says. Why?
Because you have a right to get another 66.
What? No. The first 100, they all have a demand, they split it into the three, right? The next 100 is not, the mana person doesn't have a right on that.
No, she didn't get full money.
She didn't get full money, yeah, but they each look at each 100 as, this is, we all have a tvi on it. So that's how it would be. And if not, then all split, they get 66 each, but it's not what it says either. So you're saying each one gets 66. Yeah. Okay. So here's Shal Masayim, says 200. Shal Mana, Nitalos Chamishim. The one who has mana gets 50. That zikha doesn't make sense. Shal Masayim Shal Shalosh Meyas Shloisha Shloisha Zav, which means 75. Dinner Zav is 25 dinner kesef. So three of those is 75. So out of 200, 75, 75, and 50. Now we have to see why. Let's say there's 300. Hayusham Shalosh Meyas Shal Mana Nitalas Chamishim. If it's 300, the Baal HaMana takes 50, like we just said before. But Shal Masayim takes Mana, which also a little bit shver. Why would she take a mana? Shil Chayra, you have to know why she would take a mana. V'shal Shalosh Meyais, Shisha Shazav, gets 150. Because if you think about it, that doesn't make sense either, why that one gets mana. Because if you want to split it again, so the first mana, for some reason, is getting 50. But the next 200, if the next 100 is split it, you have to know why she gets the Messiah, because on the first one, let's say there's only 25 left out of the first 100, so really, she should be getting 75, the one of Messiah. Some reason she's getting a mana. We'll see in the Gemara again to explain that. Which means 150. That's the lach of Ksuba. V'chein gimel, shetil l'kis. Three people put their money into investment. Pichasoya esiroi, the investment made money, or lost money. Kachim chokim, the chalik the same way. Which, what does that mean? So really, Tosis points out that this chalkim means chalkim l'fi amayis. They get proportionally the same amount as the money. And in our Mishnah, it didn't say anything about portion of their money. It said how much you have a din on. So Tosis, the Ramas of Lechein, says, Le'ev ha-mamesh dumi d'reisha, d'hachu kolecha noit l'fi amayisav. Here, everyone takes a fee of money. But Rabbeinu Chananel perished above basrais agoyi. If you look at the last bava, it works out punk. They're each getting a fee of money. Because number one gets... They each get half the money, because the one shal mana gets 50, the Messiah gets a mana, and the 300 gets 150. So each getting the female itself, it's proportionate. Even though we have to know the reason for it, but that's what it means. It's there, it's proportionate, so here also it's proportionate. Ad kana Mishnah, we have to see how the Gemara explains the Mishnah.
Those 600.
What?
What are those 600? They each take
what their ksuba is, sure. Yeah,
why?
600.
She split it this way.
No, if it's 600, you don't have a rye more than 100. So you don't
she should get less.
We get less. We do extra money. You can still then collect it again. You have extra money, collect it again. You start off like that, maybe you get the extra money then. Yeah, everyone deserves their money, but just when there's a very limited amount of money, so on each mana, everyone has a certain din. This Mishnah is a very confounding Mishnah. All the Rishonim worked very hard to understand it. Let's see the Gemara first before we'll speak out what the Rif says. Talk to Gemara. So the first, there's three cases in the Mishnah. When you only have 100, it's very simple. It says each one gets 33. The second case was, there was only $200 to the mace, and the three women split it. So it says, the Shalmana gets 50, and the other ones get 75 each. And the Shah is what's pshat? Shalmana netalas chamishim, tlosim, v'tlosav etil sordislah. She should only get 33.3. Because we're looking at the first mana, they all three have a right in it, so they split it evenly. The next mana, only two of them have a right, so they split that evenly. So it should be 33.3 for the mana, and the other two should split and be 83.3. The case here was that the Mrs. Ugdain 200 wrote to the first woman that I'm not going to fight with you about your mana. Here, I'm not going to fight with you. So it's between you, one and three, between number one and number three. Each number one, each number three. And you guys split it. I'm not getting involved. And this, therefore, they each get 50. And that's why they're getting 50. So then why do they get 75 each? The other two and three shouldn't get 75. Why? If you think about it, if she says, I don't want to have anything to do with you, so really, number one should get 50 and number three should get 50. All you have left now is 100 and 50 each. So what should end up happening is that there's 50, 50, and 100. Number one gets 50, number two gets 50, and number three gets 100. Yachi, Eimer, Seifa, Shal Masayim, Shal Shal Shmai, Shal 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 Shal, each gets 75. Teimela, let number three tell number two, Hashalak, the Nafshach, Aminei, you already were Masalak yourself. And for the Gemara, Mishum the Umra law, Medim Vidvarim Huda Slika Nafshai. Number two says, number three, I never gave away my portion. All I said was, I'm not going to fight with her. That's all I said. But I didn't give away my portion. So therefore, I'm not going to fight with her, so she got 50. Now the other 50, I'm still retaining my value, whatever is in that mana. So each get 25 of that leftover 50. And then the other 100 is split, each landing up with 75. That's what's happening. That's what the first halacha is, 50, 75, 75, because she says, I never gave it away from matana, that of the first month. I didn't give it away. I just said, I'm not going to fight with her. And that's where it lands up like this. Zok to Mishnevai, the Hoyusham Shalish Meyas. When there's 300, so he said, what happens is, it's 50, 100, and 150. So, Freitag Marakasha, it doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be like that. Shomasayim, Mono, Vishim, Chamishu, the Isla. If you think about it, so we said, the first one gets 50 because number two is Masalik herself from it. Okay, so then you have 50 left, it's 25 each. The next 100, you get 50 each. So what it's, each one's holding by 75, and the last 100 goes completely to number three. So once you get 175, the next one's 75, next one 50. Why does it say she gets 100? Shemesai mana, shemen chamisha hu disla. The number two who deserves 200 gets a mana, it says in the Mishnah, should be 75. The case over here is a new case. Because Seves, Balas, Shalosh Meis, Balas Messiahim, but the Balas Mana, Dimidorim, Ilay Machem Mana. Whole new case. Here it's the case is number three, told number two and number one, I'm not fighting with you about the first one. So the first one split evenly, 50-50. The second one split evenly again, 50-50. And that's why the Balas Messiahim gets 100. And the last one she gets for herself. So she lands up with 150. That's it. 150. So that's the first pshat in our Mishnah that's going with the idea that she wrote in the Dimid Varam Imach. The first case is number two wrote number one, and the second case of the Mishnah was number three wrote to number two and number one. That I'm not going to be busy with you the first mana. Rabbi Yaakov in the Har Pekari Mishmei Ravina Amar a different pshat in our Mishnah. Reishav Shtei Tfisos B'Seif Shtei Tfisos. The case was that money came in at two different times. So Reishav Shtei Tfisos, the Naflu Shivim V'Chamisha V'Chad Zimna. First, the husband, after he died, $75 came in from a loan, it came in from an investment, 75 zuz came in. So they split it evenly, 25, 25, 25. Now remember, even the Baal Mana still owed 75. So the next time, when Meiv Esrim Chamisha came in the next time, V'Chad Zimna, another 125 came in. Remember, this is the second case in the Mishnah, where you got 200. So it's two different times. First 75 came in, each one took 25. Then 125 came in. So 75 added 125, each one took 25, because number one still has a din on that 75. So now each one lands up with 50. And now all you have is 50 left, because 125. So we have 50 left. And that 50, the number two and number three split evenly. So lands up being 50 and 75 and 75. That was the case of the ratio, the middle
why
case.
Why doesn't number one?
Yeah.
Get
because since they each have a tviya on the money, so any money comes in, let's say 100 comes in. So that since I have a din on 100, so I have a tviya on 100. But they also have a tviya on 100, so we all have to split evenly. But any more than 100, I don't have a tviya on.
I have a tviya
on. You're right. I know. I have to get my money. Right. But as money comes in, you only have a tefiyah of up to your value of your ksuba. So when 75 comes in after you have 25, when 125 come in, all you have a tefiyah is on 75. That's all I can demand. If it would come all to me, it's all I can demand. It's all I have a tefiyah on. Now, other people have tefiyah on that also. They owe 200, 300. So,
well, fine, but then when the next money comes in, I should also get a piece.
All the money, exactly. If my money comes in, they also have a piece. It's only 50. Next money comes in, you would have a piece. The only money came in twice, not three times. Money came in twice. So the first time 75 is split, and the second time money came in, she only has a right on 75 of that, and therefore they split it. If money would come in a third time, you'd be right. Only two tefisas came in. Seifah also was state tefisas. The Naflu Shivim v'chamisha v'chad zimna. That 75 came at one time, and they each got 25. Then came in, Messiah v'esim v'chamisha, this is Seifah. Then 225 came in v'chad zimna. So 75 out of that 225, again, they each split evenly, so each lands about 50. And now what we have left is 150 left. 150 left. And on that, they have, there's another tviya on the next 100. So each the 2 and 3 get 50 each. So now they each have, those 2 and 3 each have 100. And then the last 50 goes only to the number 3, and therefore he's getting 150. That's what happens. And that's found on Mishnah. Why it's 50, 100, and 150. Time limit in a brisa. Zoom Mishnah Reb Nosson. This whole Mishnah is Reb Nosson, who says you have to split it in this way. Reb Yehime in the Reb Dvarosh of Reb Nosson. I don't see the words of Reb Nosson Be'elu in this case. Elechol Kas B'Shav. He split it evenly and explains Rashi. This is more like Moshe's tithing. Rashi says that this is not like an investment. By investment, everyone's money is making a certain amount of money. Here, I have a halacha, time is shibudu here. Here it's a shibud. And all the nechasim are meshubud to my ksuba. So therefore, all three manim are meshubud to the balas mana also, just like his other friends, and her other friends. Therefore, Zok Rabbi, in such a case, each one will get 100. And the land of my one will get her entire money. I think Moshe is happy with this. They each get a full 100. That's what Reb Nosson holds. That's what Reb Nosson holds. That's what Rabbi holds. That's what Rabbi holds. Now Rabbi holds. That's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi holds. Each one gets 100. That's Atkan Har Mishnah with the appearance of the Gemara, and then the Machlekes of Reb Nosson and Rabbi. And when saying Rabbi, saying you really get the whole thing. Now, just this is just could die. Just look what the riff looks like over here. The riff usually doesn't have like this. He has a few pages over here to try to explain this Mishnah. Like this, I'm showing the Olam here. It's like, you never saw a riff like this. He starts off on the Gemara. He says, "Ha misnis in the Gemara dila, this Mishnah and this Gemara, shaklu v'tara ba kama izal." The earlier Rishonim talked about it. The riff is Rishon. Means the people before me talked about it, the Gedolim before me. They saw kalayin kol ikar. They had no idea. They didn't come out with anything. The kibun de chazlo eslikalu, since they saw they're not coming out with any pshat, hodri lishkol das. They went to shikol das. Upasku hilchasal de palgin lefum moina. They were on Rebbe, and they said the Chol Kamashava. But Kapirshu Lahod Amar Rebbe Chol Kamashava Shul Afi Mayis, and they said it means Afi Mayis. That's what it means going for Rebbe, and he has a whole line of shtickle tire over here. So this Mishnah is one of these things that a big conundrum, and the mathematicians are very busy with this, and this Gemara, this Mishnah, but it's a Peladic Mishnah. So we explained it the way Rashi explained it, and we explained exactly what's Pshat, how he learned the Mishnah. It's very interesting. And then we said over that this is Mishnah Reb Nosson, where Rebbe says they do split it evenly.